For WMUK News, I'm Rebecca Thiel. Websites like Airbnb make it easy to rent out your home, but you might end up in trouble with your local government. In some cities, zoning precludes short-term rentals. Others require inspections and a certificate for any would-be landlord. That's the case in the city of Kalamazoo. As WMUK's Sevilla Mann reports, one Airbnb prompted a discussion within the city about the difference between a guest and a customer.
Sasha Acker's house on a side street near Douglas Avenue was built in 1895. It's brick with fish scale shingles.
I've got hardwood floors, a beautiful wood staircase, an entranceway. It's a gorgeous old house, and I love it so much. Dogs! Hermie, Lulo, come on!
Acker likes to share her home. For years, she invited visitors to Kalamazoo to stay with her for a few days.
And then they're not strangers anymore after, 5 minutes. But the only people who have ever stolen from me are people that break into my house when I'm not home.
Acker says for her, house sharing has never been a business. She listed her place on the short-term rental site Airbnb for $20 a night. She says that's the lowest price the site would allow. Acker says she likes Airbnb because it vets potential guests. When someone made a reservation, she says she dropped the price to $5, and Acker says in the end, guests paid nothing to stay at her house.
Airbnb requires you to charge $5, and for that $5, you get their insurance. So if your person destroys something, Airbnb pays for it. So I would charge people $5. They would get here. I would give them $5 cash.
But in September of 2014, Acker got a letter from the city of Kalamazoo. It said she was running an unregistered rental, and it came with a fine of more than $200. As it turns out, the city's housing department had recently looked into Airbnb after a landlord's group named it as a source of illegal competition from people who hadn't gone through the sometimes lengthy rental registration process.
You need to be a little sleuthy about it because they don't put the address on there.
Housing Inspection Supervisor Deborah Miller says the Airbnb website only gives the street.
And some of them I had to take to our historic preservation officer and say, do you recognize this house? It's somewhere in this area, and because of where they how they're shown up on the map on Airbnb, but we found them all.
Miller says the city identified 3 unregistered Airbnbs and issued each one a fine. One went on to become a registered rental. Another had the fine dismissed after the owner showed it hadn't had any guests yet. Acker wrote to the city and explained that she hadn't really been charging people. But city attorney Clyde Robinson says her listing was still problematic.
We don't track whether or not an individual is actually collecting anything. It's the question of, are you holding yourself out to the public as a place of accommodation?
Robinson says to uphold its rental laws, the city has to find some test for who's a lodger and who isn't. And one way to do it is to draw the line at any suggestion of a fee.
Even if you ultimately waive the fee, you're still holding yourself out as a commercial venture, and that's probably the easiest way to draw that line. May not be the most precise way, but it's the easiest way.
But Sasha Acker says that line wasn't so clear when she talked to the city about her fine for her Airbnb listing. She says Robinson's office told her that even a listing on a website like couchsurfing.com, which does not involve a fee, was against city rules. Robinson says
that may have been communicated to her early on when we were not sure what couch surfing was. There was some research done. I mean, this was a very new area.
Robinson says Acker's case led his office and the housing department to talk about whether a free housing exchange site like couch surfing was allowed.
And so when it was clear that there was no fee required, it helped us draw that line.
Acker says she didn't know she'd made Kalamazoo safe for couch surfing until she saw public records requested for this story. Eventually, the city did cancel her fine after she took her case to other people in Kalamazoo city government. But she says she's still not accepting guests from the internet.
I really miss having people stay, but I just don't want to go through this again. It was so stressful.
Acker says registering her house as a rental with its old plumbing and a handful of ungrounded outlets would cost way too much. Compared with some other cities in the region, Kalamazoo is relatively Airbnb friendly. In Portage, zoning rules restrict short-term rentals in all but a few areas. South Haven restricts bed and breakfasts and hotels. In southwest Michigan, Battle Creek is one of the easier places to start a short-term rental. As long as you live in your house, you don't have to register. For WMUK, I'm Sevilla Mann.